WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio and listen to theref.com presents the Rights Football Show featuring comments from head coach Corey Brunson and a member of this year's team. This show is brought to you by Kim Schnell Neunemaker Insurance, BSN Sports, Andy Hoppy Sales Executive, by Award Winner Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now, here is your host, Dan Akerski.
Good afternoon. It's week two of the High School Football Coaches Shows, and we begin the week, as we always will, with the Rights Panthers coming off a 49-27 season-opening victory at home against the Harrison Warriors this past Friday, and will be on the road to take on the Vincennes Lincoln Aliases this coming week. We'll come back. We'll talk with Corey Brunson. Xavier Burris is also going to join us here this afternoon on the Rights Football Show when it continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, the Ref.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Kim Schnell, Neunemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance. And as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Whites, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
There are several ways to recognize athletes for their performance, and when it comes time to reward them for their efforts, think no further than Award World Trophies, the Tri-State Preferred Award Destination location. Award World Trophies carries a wide selection of plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons. Award World Trophies can also personalize and engrave names, schools, and information on the award. Stop by their showroom today and talk to the experts at Award World Trophies, 700 North Wine Box, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Back here with the Rights Football Show this Monday afternoon. Corey Brunson joining us.
Good weekend.
All right. Well, this obviously it was opening night this past Friday, and the team opened up with a 49-27 victory over the Harrison Warriors. Just overall, your thoughts on the game?
There's definitely a lot of things. I was pleased on the things that we did, all spots, offense, defense, and special teams. And there's definitely some things we still got to work on. Definitely week one, you got the week one Philly penalties, and you got the week one. With the warm up a little bit, we had a lot of guys cramping up a little bit. But besides that, there's some things definitely to build off of.
All right, so, I mean, going into the game, you know, we talked last week, it was pretty much all about rights. I mean, you certainly spent some time looking at film of the Harrison Warriors, but as far as, you know, going into the game and then after 48 minutes, things that you looked at from your football team that you expected, and then, like you said, I mean, you're going to get those metal mistakes, those five-yard penalties, you know, probably the first week or two, but just some of the things that probably concern you the most as well.
On the defensive side, there was a lot of things, small things, easy correctable things where, just reading your keys and going in the right direction. I mean, just reading your key, and that'll tell you where you need to be stepping towards. So some of those little silly things. Offensively, I was, I thought the guys up front did well. You know, we, put the ball on the ground, a couple times, so we definitely gotta, sharpen that up.
Well, certainly Landon McClarney and Jasim Usri both had big ball games, found the end zone for you. So, I mean, your running game, was that just something you took advantage of that Harrison gave you? You saw on film throughout the game that you were able to kind of just, I don't want to say impose your will, but you obviously had a really good running game on Friday night.
I think, our guys, a couple guys returning, I think, I feel our front, our O-line, Andy line could be pretty good, and I thought they did a great job last night, and that started working early. And we just kept doing it, kept feeding the rotating the running backs in, and the O-line did a very good job. So I think it was just something that started off well, and no need changing what's working. That group, I thought in the summer, things like that did a lot of good stuff. So I was thinking and hoping we could run the football, and we were able to or not.
All right, and then certainly, I mean, you take a look, it's always, you've got so many question marks going into week one, even when you've got like a veteran team and certainly your position, a quarterback with Ben there. But is it always good to kind of get that first night out of the way and then you kind of know where you are and what you have to make improvements to getting ready for week two?
Definitely. You do all the all season and the summer work, you get some scrimmages and stuff, but, when you got some newer guys in there, sometimes you don't know really what they can do, and that Friday night gives you definitely allows us to see really kind of where we're at and what direction we need to go on all phases, offense, defense, and special teams. But, kind of going into, you have a rough idea, but getting these Friday nights going really helps kind of guide us on where we need to go.
Well, putting 50 points on the board, I mean, this offense really just kind of picked up where it left off last year, didn't it? I mean, obviously you go in and as much balance and parity as there is in the SIAC, to put 49 points on the board had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully that's something offensively we can continue each week, because I think we can do that. I mean, we're going to win a lot of games. We can score that many points. I definitely felt good on that. I think, again, main thing for now, I think we got to just be a little bit sharper up front defensively, which I think a lot of it was some mistakes just on our end that we can correct, and hopefully we can get corrected this week for Vincent.
All right, we'll come back. Xavier Burris, he's a wide receiver defensive back for the Panthers. We'll visit with him when this Wrights football show continues here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance, and as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Wrights, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132.
There are several ways to recognize athletes for their performance, and when it comes time to reward them for their efforts, think no further than Award World Trophies, the Tri-State preferred award destination location. Award World Trophies carries a wide selection of plaques, trophies, medals, and ribbons. Award World Trophies can also personalize and engrave names, schools, and information on the award. Stop by their showroom today and talk to the experts at Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Back here with the Rights Football Show on this Monday afternoon. The Panthers open up with a win over Harrison and now get their sights ready for Vincennes coming up. Xavier Burris, senior, two-way starter, wide receiver, defensive back, joining us during this segment. Xavier, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Not bad. All right. Well, just give me some final thoughts on the Harrison. Obviously, you guys are excited to get the season underway this past week. They're in the bowl. You open up with a victory. Just kind of your thoughts on how the offense and defense played against the Warriors.
I feel like offensive, it was a really good night, especially running the ball. Our running backs did really well. But defensively, we could have been a lot better, I feel like.
Well, I mean, obviously, when you go into that first game, there's probably a lot of questions. And certainly, you know, there's mental mistakes. There's missed tackles on defense, on offense. You know, you got the five-yard penalties for illegal procedure, lining up maybe in the wrong. So how did you feel just kind of getting out of that first game? And then when you watched the film, you know, areas that you know that you guys can improve on?
My first thought was glad to get it over with all the penalties and the little mistakes and stuff, things we need to work on still.
Just as far as opening up the season, getting the win, getting off to a good start, you want to do that. You guys are the two-time defending city and conference champions, and so how did that feel just, you know, kind of picking up another victory and getting off to a good start and being 1-0 right now?
Felt good. It definitely felt good. It's always a good way to start the season off with a W, and especially in the bowl, of course.
All right. You know, you've worked with Ben now. I mean, you guys are both seniors, have been around for a while. Just offensively, do you feel right now that you and Ben kind of have that chemistry, you know, for when you guys need to throw the ball?
Oh, yeah. Me and Ben are definitely going to have that chemistry when the time comes.
All right. Defensively, like you said, as a defensive back, Harrison had athletes kind of all over the field. You know, Vincennes has got some really good athletes as well. Just from a defensive perspective and in the secondary, how do you feel you guys did on Friday?
I feel like our secondary went well. I feel like we could have actually made some more tackles. There was a bunch of missed tackles I feel like we missed. But we get that fixed. I feel like our secondary will be just fine for Vincennes.
Well, you had a chance, I think, on Saturday, certainly, Xavier, to take a look at the film of Vincennes. They open up with the win over Bossy. What are your initial thoughts on Vincennes?
Definitely a good team. Definitely a good team. But just like any other team, they're definitely going to be beatable.
All right.
Going to have to work hard in practice.
Okay, I mean, obviously 2 years ago you were a sophomore. I'm sure you were probably on that bus trip up there, and that was just a game that certainly came down to the final couple of the seconds.
Yeah.
It was a tremendous football game, some big plays. So I know Coach Brunson said it's always a tough place to play. What do you remember about that game 2 years ago up there?
Main thing I remember is the grass field, and every play was neck and neck.
What kind of game are you expecting up there this week?
I'm expecting a good game from them. I don't think it's going to be a blowout on either side. I do expect it to be a good game, though.
All right. What would be the keys this week in practice? Just from your perspective, Xavier, what does this Panther team have to do this week in practice in preparation to go up there and come home 2-0?
Definitely fix the penalties and just crack down on the little things.
All right. Well, Xavier, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much. Have a good week of practice, and all the best to you guys when you get up to Vincennes on Friday.
No problem, man. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Xavier Burris. We'll come back at the scouting report on the Vincennes leak analysis from Corey Brunson when this Rights Football Show continues here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency, is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
As a former head football coach, Andy Hape knows the importance of preparation and performance. And as a sales executive at BSN Sports, Andy can help your team prepare for any season at every level, from youth leagues to professional, with the most updated equipment and apparel. Andy works with several local and area schools, including Wright's, in making sure athletes look their best to perform at their highest level. If your school or team needs a fresh new look and the safest equipment from all the top brands, call Andy Hape at BSN Sports at 317-474-1132.
At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they know the importance of success and how to achieve a winning tradition. And now they have added to their already wide selection of school apparel for students and fans. Check out the hoodies with the logos of your favorite high school team. At Southwest Graphics and Apparel, they also do custom screen printing and embroidery for all the area high schools. And also take advantage of their discount racks now in store. Southwest Graphics, 2229 West Franklin Street. Phone 812-425-5104. A proud sponsor of local athletics.
Back here, our final segment of the Wright's Football Show, Week 2, when the Panthers hit the road, heading up Highway 41 on Friday night to take on the Vincennes Lincoln Atlases. Corey, they opened up with a win over Bossy this past week. Just overall, give us a scouting report on the Atlases.
Vincennes, I mean, they definitely looked good last week versus Bossy. They do a lot of things right. You know, I know they lost a couple key guys offensively, but, you know, defensively, they have a lot of guys back and a very good defense. And you know, offensively, they still find a way to score a lot of points. So they're definitely a good ball club. It's always tough to go there to win. It's always tough to play in Vincennes. You know, my, so far in our two away games, Vincennes, if I'm that right, both of them were down to the last second. You know, so it's definitely going to be a tough ball game.
Well, you know, you bring that up because I was looking. I think 2 years ago it was 22-21, and then that first year I think it was 31-28. So, like you said, it just, you know, you've got out of there with two victories by a total of 4 points. Are you expecting another just hard fought, just really close game with Vincennes coming up this week?
Definitely. I think it'd definitely be a hard fought game. I think. You know, Coach Salter does a great job with them. I mean, it's just going to be, like every week, we got to be able to go there and just, you know, play football. Don't the road trip and all that stuff, don't let that get to you, and just play football. If we can do those things, and you know, the thing we talk about every week about the penalties and take care of the football, we'll be in the game. You know, is that we cannot have those silly mistakes, especially there on the road, you know, because both those years, I think we escaped with both those victories over 2 years.
Well, how has their offense changed much? Because you talk about their quarterback, Xander Hunt, that graduated. He was, you know, the SIC Player of the Year 2 years ago. So as far as just their offense, Corey, has it changed much now with somebody new under center?
I mean, they're doing a lot of similar stuff. Luke Lindsay is the QB right now, and he's an athletic kid. He moves around, too, and so they do a lot of similar things. So it's definitely kind of a tough offense to stop, but you know, hopefully we can fix our defensive mistakes from the Harrison game on reading our keys and tackle a little bit better. But they do definitely lost some of the things.
All right, and as far as their defense, what kind of problems could it pose for this Wright's offense? And obviously putting 49 points on the board, you talked about it earlier. You know, you score that many points, you're going to win an awful lot of football games. But what do you expect from their defense on Friday?
Besides defense and offense, the defense, they have a lot of guys back defensively. You know, they were definitely a solid group defensively last year. I think that's probably their strongest suit, between the two right now because of how many guys are returning. But they're a strong physical group. So we got definitely, hopefully our O-line can be physical like they were last week and, hopefully we can get the running game going.
Corey, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Congratulations again on the victory over Harrison and all the best as you guys head up at Vincennes on Friday night.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Corey Brunson, also Xavier Burris, joining us today. Week 2 of the Wright's Football Show here on ESPN 97.7. Now, next week, due to Labor Day, there will be no Wright's Football Show on Monday. We'll have Coach Brunson and a player coming up on Wednesday of next week at 4:15. This has been the Wright's Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the Rights Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at ListenToTheRef.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Kim Schnell Neudemaker Insurance, BSN Sports, Andy Hoppy Sales Executive, by Award Winner Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This Rights Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.